Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Friday, everybody, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February 8th, 2013, episode 590, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy
Well, happy Friday, everybody. Woohoo! We made it through the week, and I know that some people are facing a giant snowstorm coming up, and the weather here has been dreadful. It's like, I don't know, 75 during the day. But, Glenn, I would like you to know that I escaped having another dog. Barely.
Uh-oh.
Well, I was out checking the mail and filling up the water troughs out by the road, and Chad was with me, and he's like, hey, we have this little black and white dog named Brett. He's like, why is Brett across the street? And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I looked over, and there's a little black and white dog that is in this. We have these little irrigation ditches that carry water to and from different properties. And I looked over, and there's a dog in the irrigation ditch. And it was, I can see that far. So I'm like, oh, well, I got to go see what it is. I get over there. It's a puppy. A puppy is stuck in the irrigation ditch and cannot
climb
out.
You had your own rescue story.
Oh, my gosh, I know. Fortunately, it didn't need a crane. It was just lean over and grab it, which was very challenging for a pregnant woman with a belly, lean over into a ditch and get a puppy. But I was able to get the puppy. Of course, no collar. It still had its baby teeth. I mean, this thing had to be maybe 10 weeks old. I mean, so cute. So I pick up the puppy, and when I stood over it, it looked at me, and it was almost like it put its butt legs up in the air and was like,
oh, no.
Help me, help me. So I get the puppy, I pick it up, I walk to the house. I'm like, okay, we've got to check Craigslist, we've got to check all the little rescue sites, because this dog is, somebody's looking for this dog. It was one of those kind of boopy dogs, like a Schnauzer poo or whatever, or mini poo, yeah, or some sort of cross, weird, little cute dog. So I couldn't find it online. I texted all the neighbors, all the friends. Well, in the meantime, I've noticed that the dog is kind of, like, dumb. Like, it just wasn't processing things right. And I thought, well, maybe it's blind. Now, but I didn't come to this conclusion quick enough, because the second I put it in the house, I put it down and it peed on the carpet. So I put it outside. I'm like, good reward I get. You know, it pees right on my carpet the second I put it down. So I put it outside. And I go back, I'm like cleaning the pee, and I go to check on, well, we have a pool. And I notice that the water is churning in the pool. Stupid puppy went from the ditch. I put it outside. It fell in the pool and is drowning in my pool, which is like 52 degrees. So I have to go and basically fish this puppy out of my pool with the net. I almost jumped in, but I didn't. So then I've got this shivering, stupid puppy. And it turns out I found through the neighbors. There was all these people out looking for it. It was about half a mile from actually its house. So it had probably fallen in the ditch and just started walking down the ditch trying to figure out a way out. Well, the dog actually has some sort of like mental problem, and it's a special needs dog, and it was a retarded dog.
It needs a collar with one of those little medical bracelets on it.
Yes. She was like, special I just thought
puppy.
Like it had big giant head, and she was like, yes, it's a special needs dog, and we're really sorry my mother let it out, and she wasn't paying attention. My mother's 85, and da 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 da. So anyway, good deed done for the week. I found a little special needs dog, saved its life, not once, but twice, and returned it to its rightful owner.
Apparently, it likes water. In a ditch that carries water, it's in the pool. Apparently, this little special needs dog just needs one of those little, you know, kids' pools in the backyard.
Let me just tell you that there's nothing sadder than listening to a shivering, whimpering puppy that's really cold and wet and embarrassed.
You know how to say survival of the fittest? This one would not survive. It's not going to make it.
This thing is not making it. It is not. So that was my deed for the week that happened last night or night before last. So there you go. Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
Let me take her off mute. Now you can tell
her. There I am.
I'm back
on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition. It is all about the affiliates to open the show today as Elite Equestrians Noel Vanderbrink and Good Horse Keeping's Lori Carney are both put on the hot seat for their horses in the morning hazing and finishing Freestyle Friday with a flourish. One of the really, really bad ads submitted by our good listeners of the show will be awarded the Majesty of Manure Forks, the Flex and Fork from Equity Manufacturing.
Thank you, Jennifer. I do thank you. My first daily Winnie goes out to everybody in the Northeast who is expecting a blizzard. They're saying it could be like they always do every year, it could be the blizzard of the century. In Boston, it might be one of the top 10 blizzards of all time. Now, when Jennifer and I lived in Boston many years ago, we actually had one of the blizzards of all time and one of the snowiest years ever in the history of Boston. It snowed a total of 92 inches that year. Seriously, 92 inches. And so, yeah, it was one of the snowiest things I've ever seen. But I will say this. One thing about those hardy people up in New England is they know how to move snow. They're really good at the plowing thing. So, you know, they get these plows on the highways, and they'll have five plows, and they go in a V formation, and there's these five plows in this V formation just going down the highway, takes all the snow off. Really, really efficient. They know how to do it up there. But, of course, they're all panicking, and the shelves are empty and all of that stuff. They are expecting up to 2 feet or more of snow with 60-mile-an-hour winds, and apparently Helena from the Stable Scoop show over there in Rhode Island is expecting the same thing. So, our best of luck. I feel kind of guilty, Jamie, though. I got to tell you, it's our first winter in Florida. I have the window open. It was 85 degrees yesterday. I feel a little bit guilty. Just a little.
Well, you know, don't. Because somebody let's take Helena for an example. Helena lives in this beautiful place just off the coast in Rhode freaking Island. Okay, you know what you're getting into if you move to Rhode Island. Seriously? When they are having a beautiful summer and she's like, oh, I'm riding my horse on the beach, we're going to be like, yeah, it's like 115 degrees here. You're going to be like, I'm sweating with 100% humidity. It's 104 and it's raining. Yeah, I understand. I don't feel sorry for them, though, because they live there. They chose that.
Okay, good. I'm glad you talked me right out of feeling sorry for them.
Oh, good.
So, okay, don't anymore. I have another one here. I got a note from a new listener to Horses in the Morning and just thought I'd give her a shout out. Her name is Mandy Cool. What a cool name. I mean, if you grow up with a name Mandy Cool, are you just cool to begin with? Or do they pick on you endlessly because you're not cool? I don't know. What happens in high school?
Probably she's pretty cool. She listens to us.
Well, that's true. There you go. Well, Mandy Cool, thank you so much for listening and for all our new listeners out there. We really appreciate you being here. And now it's Jamie's turn.
My daily Winnie goes out to a man named Don.
Dawn Jeans, J-E-A-N-E-S. Dawn Jeans is a cowboy, used to live in Houston. He was a bull rider. He has been around horses all his entire life, used to work cattle. This guy is a Texas cowboy that now lives in Hollywood and was the star of the Budweiser commercial that happened to air over the Super Bowl, and is so freaking cute, okay? So I found
out. So he wasn't an actor? Is he actually a cowboy?
He used to be a cowboy. Now he's an actor.
Okay.
He's actually had a couple roles. He even played Neil Armstrong in, and you probably saw this because this is the kind of stuff you would watch, and I wouldn't, Transformers Dark of the Moon. He was Neil Armstrong.
Transformers. But so he's a major actor. I didn't know that.
Well, I wouldn't say major because he had that part. And he was on CSI, one of the CSIs, and he probably played a dead body. I mean, that's what everybody does when they're, I was on CSI. I was a dead body. So that's pretty much his acting credits. But he says that he's been, even though the commercial has been watched by millions and millions and continues to blow up, he remains humbled. He says, quote, "I feel great. I got to tell you, I feel very, very lucky. I'd like to thank everybody in Houston for all of the support." I mean, do you not hear that? And you're like, "Aw, shucks. He's such a fan."
Is his last name actually Jeans, like the pants you wear?
J-E-A-N-E-S. Jeans.
But you realize if we combine our two Daily Winnies, we have cool jeans?
I love it. It's great. Oh, so as he was saying, let's see. I'm going to Facebook stalk him, and let's see if I can find him.
Get him on the show. We got to get him on the show. That commercial just has an afterlife. It's just, I swear, there's 5,000 on my little Facebook everyday feed. There's 5,000 posts a day. I'm still about that commercial.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me just sell somebody out here. Dawn Jeans. It has a Facebook page, and I just looked on here, and our listener, Dawn Deems, already liked him. We have a mutual friend, it says. Dawn Deems, you knew who this guy was, and you never said a word to me? Seriously? I'm disappointed in you.
Jennifer, we'll give that Jamie's job. I have somebody for Jennifer to stalk. You stalk him.
Dawn Jeans.
You stalk... You stalk the hot cowboy guy from the commercial, and I have somebody else for Jennifer to stalk. Jennifer Udy posted on our Facebook page, or on my Facebook page this morning, that who's my favorite jockey, Jamie?
Chantel Sutherland without a doubt, duh.
No, but she's out, so she's not my favorite anymore.
She's not a jockey anymore, so Rosie Dupravnik.
Yes, Rosie Dupravnik, who's cute as a button down there in, was she Louisiana?
Yes.
Yes. She also, you're going to love this, that she posted Rosie posted pictures on her Facebook page of her jumping her rescue thoroughbred named Sugar over a cross-country jump.
Love her!
Yeah, she rescued this horse named Sugar, apparently loves doing cross-country. I don't know if she's actually an inventor or she just does it for fun, but we need to find out. So, Jennifer, you're stalking request
Rosie
is Rosie Dupravnik.
Yeah.
Get her on the show.
Nothing against Rosie Dupravnik. She's awesome. But wait a minute. I'm with you. Rosie Dupravnik and Jamie stalking hot Dawn Jeans. Really?
Yeah.
It's not fair. It's not fair. It's your husband, though. You
just for that, I'm going after Jason Aldean. That's it. I'm going after Jason Aldean.
All right, you do that. You can do
that. Good luck.
You can do both. We'll see who gets a restraining order first, which one of you.
That's a challenge, my friend. That is a challenge.
You're on.
Bring it on.
Hey, I want to remind everybody that next Wednesday we're starting the Wheel of Trivia. And what we want you to do is about 10 after 9 on Wednesday mornings from now on, call in at 347-637-3238. And we're going to just take people in order, and we're just going to ask you one trivia question. If you get that trivia question right, we're going to spin the wheel of prizes that Jennifer has on her desk over there with all kinds of good stuff on it, and you could win a prize. It's that simple. It's that easy. If you don't get it right, we hang up on you and we go to the next person. So That's what we're going to do. The Wheel of Trivia starts next Wednesday with all kinds of good prizes. We have some new companies that you haven't heard of on the show here that are joining into the prize pool. I think you're going to be very happy with that. So don't forget, call on Wednesday mornings. We want to hear from you.
Now here's the number, though. Let's give it to you now so you get a pen so you can write it down and plug it into your iPhone or whatever kind of phone you have so it's on speed dial so you can dial it up so you can be the one to get through first. And that phone number is 347-637-3238. Okay, that's the number you're going to call, and you're going to pick one to talk to the host. That's all you have to remember. You're going to have to do it. I mean, this is going to be a cool prize. There's going to be lots of prizes. So make it your daily appointment radio for Wednesday morning.
Very good. Very good. Hey, we are going to have our first guest here shortly. Jennifer is going to be getting them on the line. But I wanted to mention that isn't DMSO, is DMSO the stuff that you're supposed to not even get on your hands? Isn't it the black stuff? Or am I thinking something else?
No, you're thinking something else. DMSO is the stuff that, well, they use it for different things, but it smells like a bit like garlic. And
it's kind of bad.
About half the people, when you touch DMSO, you taste it. And I am one of those people. But there are people that can handle it and not taste it. But that's what it is. It kind of makes things move through your bloodstream. I'm not quite sure. But they've used it for laminitis, and they also use it for sore muscles. They actually,
I just remember Jennifer always said, put on gloves when you do it, so because you've been tasting it for a long time. Well, an ex-Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys defensive lineman by the name of Tony Casillas, he was interviewed on ESPN the other day, and apparently there's a thing, I don't know this story, but there's a thing about the football players using deer antler spray for some reason. He said that back in the day when he was playing back in the, I think it was the 80s and 90s, they used DMSO. They used this, they went to tack shops or veterinarians, I guess, and they bought this DMSO. And, it, of course, it's what you put on horses' muscles. And they used it in the locker room, and he said, because it absorbed into the bloodstream immediately, and it would give them a pick-me-up and make their, you know, their muscles feel better. So, ugh.
That's really gross. But, yeah, no, if you've ever, I mean, so everybody's tried it, I would think. Like, you put it on a muscle, it immediately, like, gets hot and soaks right in. So it is pretty amazing stuff, and it is so transferable through the bloodstream and through the skin just so immediately. I even bought the little cream stuff, and, you know, if, like, say your horse gets kicked and has a big old welt kind of where you're going to put the saddle, you throw some DMSO on it, and DMSO gel is what I use now, and it really, really helps the horse, but putting it on my own skin on a regular basis, oh, you know what? Just talking about DMSO is making my mouth taste like garlic.
See? You'd be playing your whole football game tasting that.
Ugh, gross.
With that thing in your mouth. With the, you know, the little mouth protector.
Nasty.
I know. I agree.
Well, you know, we've got some good news here in the racing world, actually, because Frankel, our favorite horse from over in Europe, not Australia. So we've got Black Caviar in Australia. Frankel was in Europe running, and a full brother to Frankel was just born. And he is just the cutest thing you've ever seen. I think he's a little chestnut with a big old wide blaze. And he has been born the Sire Bullet Train and Noble Mission. The mayor. I'm trying to find the mayor's name. Kind is the mayor. Oh, that's such a great name for a mayor. Kind. We are delighted with Kind's latest foal, and she will return to visit Galileo in 2013. Well, yeah, if you make a Frankel, you keep trying.
That's right.
Every year, guaranteed. Save me a spot.
And the baby's kind of interesting looking, too. Doesn't look anything like mom. Has a big white, mom does, you know, has a little snip on the forehead, and this baby has a big white blaze and white legs and looks like, almost looks like a little halflinger or something.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Frankel, but it was born at Judmont's Banstead Manor Farm in Newmarket, England. So good luck to the baby, and we've got another mini Frankel coming up. Yay!
Hey, I got a equestrian property for you that's coming up for sale, that just came up for sale. It's in New York. It's for sale. It's under snow. It's going to be under snow this weekend, but you'll probably see it after that. It's $18.1 million, and you're going to love this place. I put a link there, down there in the news to it, Jamie, if you could follow it to see the pictures. This is quite a place. It's called the Grand Central Farm, and it occupies 286 acres in Northern Salem, which is in Westchester County. The property, 60 minutes drive from New York City, and includes a 22,000 square foot barn complex, and it is the barn with a slate roof includes 20 14 by 14 foot stalls, a veterinary room, a viewing room, an office attack room, a breeding and wash stalls, a laundry room, two folding stalls, heat cameras, and two grooming and farrier stalls. It has, get this, a 170 foot by 95 foot indoor arena with the best footing and a cathedral ceiling. And do you see the picture of the barn? Does it look like something out of Cosmo magazine?
Oh, my God. It looks like something out of, like, Three Chimneys or Lane's End. It's so fancy. I mean, it's so ornate and beautiful.
Unbelievable.
We need
it's
to put this link up.
Yeah, I mean,
Facebook
the pictures
page.
Is just incredible. Jennifer, if you didn't hear that, it's in the news section. I put a link up. You can post a link to it. And it's just, the place is unbelievable. But it's up for sale. You can have it. It's, by the way, 105 acres are pastured, and it has a big outdoor arena. But then it says, doesn't talk anything about a house. It does say it has human accommodations that have 8 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. So doesn't that sound like kind of like a bunkhouse? Maybe.
No, there's nothing that is cheap on this property. It's probably some 8-room mansion, but this article was written in a horse newspaper, on Horse Talk. So you got to think that they're like, oh, whatever about the house. Check out this outdoor arena. It is 260 by 125. Oh, my God, it's gorgeous. And
it's
then
beautiful.
The stud-railed paddocks, run-in sheds, each with a generator. For the each of itself, oversized maintenance shed, hay shavings, outdoor ponds, fire system in the whole place, GPS system maps the entire cable pipe and electrical system through the property. Oh, my God. And it's a bargain price, too. Wow. Only $18 million.
It sounds like you'd almost see this in a magazine I came across the other day, and they're a brand-new affiliate of ours. And that's called Elite Equestrian. They definitely see this kind of place in Elite Equestrian. But we are today highlighting a couple of new affiliates we have. We haven't talked about affiliates for a long time. That is where you can actually take our player and put it on your website so people can listen to our show or to our shows, all of our shows on the Horse Radio Network, and they can listen while they're surfing around your website. We have many, many affiliates, probably about 60 of them now. And when we get new affiliates, we like to highlight them. And we have two of them for you today. And the first one is Noelle Vanderbrink with Elite Equestrian Magazine. Good morning, Noelle.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, that property sounds like the kind of an Elite Equestrian kind of property that we were just talking about.
It sure does. I wish it was mine.
I know. Maybe not this weekend in the blizzard, but after that would be great.
Yes.
Of course, with the heated barn and the heated stalls and the heated everything, that wouldn't much matter, would it?
I guess
you
not.
People
I'd still
to
rather be somewhere warm, though.
Yeah, you have people to do the shovel and things. So tell us about Elite Equestrian. What is it and how to get started?
My husband and I have been publishing magazines for a number of years now, and we used to do a lifestyle magazine in our area in eastern Pennsylvania, and we had an equestrian section in the magazine because it's a big equestrian area, and many, many people and business associates told me, you know, that should be a separate magazine, and we decided to pull the section out of the magazine and do it as a separate magazine, and it started as Bucks County Equestrian for Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And it grew so fast within a year. We had so many people loved what we did because it's a very nice, high-quality magazine that has a lot of good variety of equestrian content in it. And so many people, you know, loved it, and we were attracting so many advertisers, and many different venues wanted to have it for distribution at their locations, that we changed the name to Elite Equestrian to be more generic. And that was 5 years ago, and it's just growing strong, and we're heavily ingrained up and down the East Coast, and right now it's really starting to take off on its own like wildfire towards the West. So we have advertisers from all over the world, and, you know, I get so many compliments, and people love the way it's laid out and the variety of content that we have, which is something we try to stay true to have a good variety for people to have, you know, to fulfill whatever interests that people want to read about, you know. So,
well, then, now, is it mostly lifestyle stuff, or is it competition-related?
It's a little bit of everything. We have a very well-established, we have a health section. We do have shows showing and training where we'll talk about different events that go on and have, you know, highlights from events like the Arabian World Cup and things like that. But then we'll also have show schedules from various show circuits. And then we do have lifestyle. We have award-winning writer L.A. Pomeroy that does lifestyle interviews and highlights for us. And then we also are very fortunate to have with us for many years Dr. Lori, who is the featured expert on the television show Auction Kings on the Discovery Channel. And she finds wonderfully equestrian-related topics for all sorts of, you know, home decor and antiques and art. And she has something different in every issue for us with that. And so we just try to have, we'll have breed highlights and, you know, training and, you know, DVD reviews. And we just try to have a nice variety in every issue so it's not, you know, just one thing or something else. And all different disciplines also. You know.
Now, isn't this a magazine, too, that you find at a lot of the horse shows?
Yes, yeah. Our main distribution is at horse shows, venues, ACE circuits, but it's also at tack shops in many areas, especially up and down the East Coast, and also horse parks as well. In fact, we have a new media partnership with the Colorado Horse Park, which we're excited about. But it's at the Winter Equestrian Festival, it's at HITS, it's at the Global Dressage Festival, World Dressage Masters, you know, the Washington International Horse Show.
And this is kind of like, Jamie, if you've heard of coffee table books, this is kind of like a coffee table magazine. That's how I kind of look at this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's how I kind of describe it when I think of Elite Equestrian. Well, we certainly appreciate you guys adding us and putting us on your website so that people can listen to our show while they're flipping the pages.
Great. Well, we're very excited about having this new partnership with you, and I think it's going to be very mutually beneficial. And, you know, we love your show, and I think you have a nice variety of topics on your program as well, so I think it's a good fit.
Sounds good. Well, we're looking forward to speaking to you again. How can people find it, and how can they subscribe?
Okay, well, you can go to our website. It's www.eliteequestrian.us. And you can go to the website and read any issue free online at any time. We don't charge for online subscriptions. And all the any editorial or organization information or ads hyperlink back to that website, so you can have access to a multitude of whatever you're looking for. And then if you want a hard copy subscription, you can email us through the website, and we can set you up with that.
Sounds good. Thank you, Noelle. We appreciate you being on, and we look forward to a bunch of new listeners over there from EliteEquestrian.us.
Great. Thank you so much, Glenn. Have a great day.
You know, it's one of the things you have to think about today, too, is there are several new magazines coming out, and you would think that magazines would be having a tough time, but I think what's happening is they're changing. The ones that are coming out now are much prettier and, you know, are more of the coffee table type of magazine. I think those are the ones that are really coming out and are going to make it in the future here. Because informational magazines, you can get information anywhere on the internet now. So it's,
I was thinking, how on earth do newspapers make any money at all? I mean, I can't even imagine. I see my dad, you know, being here visiting. He checks the Atlanta Journal Constitution online every 5 minutes of the day. You would not need a subscription because they put all of their news right up on the page. I don't know how those kind of print make it, but I think magazines, like, I love it when I get my eventing magazine.
I love it. I love looking at the pictures. I love just
You still love flipping
it,
the pages
it.
And everything? You still love
I
flipping
love
the pages?
Flipping,
yep.
Bring the pages on. I'll flip them. So I definitely understand why magazines are still going to be okay, but newspapers, I don't know.
Yeah, and that's why they're all losing money and having trouble. Newspapers are having a tough time. Well, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products, and we'll be right back. We have another affiliate that's going to be joining us here and that has a website and added our show to their homepage, and we really appreciate that. We'll talk also about how you can do that if you have a website. We'll be right back. Hi, Glenn the Geek here. Choose Kentucky Performance Product Supplements because the horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. This week I want to speak with you about Elevate Maintenance Powder. Horses consuming limited grass due to a busy competition schedule or because of diet restrictions may not be getting enough natural vitamin E. Horses in rigorous training, seniors, broodmares, and stallions often require additional levels of vitamin E to meet their needs. When you need a supplement with natural vitamin E, choose Elevate Maintenance Powder. Affordable, effective, and research-proven, Elevate Maintenance Powder's vitamin E is nature's most powerful antioxidant, protecting your horse on the cellular level. Elevate Maintenance Powder supports the strong immune system and healthy muscle function necessary for top performance. It's affordable and easy to feed, and you can learn more about this and all their products at kppusa.com. That's Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. Well, I wanted to mention, too, before we talk to our next newest affiliate, that you can become an affiliate to any of our shows, really, or all of them, at the Horse Radio Network. Any of our websites, you just go to horseradionetwork.com. You'll see a little link up the top for affiliate. And if you have a website, whether it's a farm website or you have a blog or, you know, whatever you do in the horse world, and you want to add all of our shows or just Horses in the Morning or Sable Scoop or the Western Show, whatever you want to add to have so that people can listen to on your website, you can do it very easily. It's really as easy as putting a YouTube video onto your website. There's just a little piece of code you paste in. It puts a little logo there, and when people click the logo, a pop-up window pops up, and our player's in it, and they can actually listen to the show while they're surfing around your website. They don't have to leave your website to listen. So it's kind of cool how it works, and we have a lot of people, Jamie, that listen through those affiliate links at thehorse.com and the Chronicle and a ton of other websites, and a lot of people listen that way. So we encourage you to do that. It's free, it's easy, and you get Jamie and I every morning to listen to on your website.
That's the bonus right there.
Yeah, that just sells it. Well, let's talk to our next one, and that's Lori Carney of a new blog called good-horsekeeping.com. Good morning, Lori.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Thank you so much for adding us to your blog. We appreciate it.
Well, it was my pleasure. And now, are you guys down in Florida, too? Or?
We're in Florida. Jamie's out there in Phoenix, so we're all in the warm weather right now.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah,
you must
get out of here. We have been back and forth, 61 day, 20 the next day, foot of snow. We are that spot on Michigan that you see on the radar that gets hit. So
I got to tell you.
Let me ask you, why do you live there? I mean, really, why?
Good question.
Ever answer that. Nobody ever knows. They're like, I don't know. I don't know why I live here. It's awful.
That is a good question. But actually, no, I was born and raised here on a farm and did all of my education here and then worked for a newspaper for about 20 years here and then have taught as a college professor in addition to working in the horse industry. So I guess I have roots here.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what.
Snowy, but...
We have a lot of listeners, don't we, Jamie, in Michigan? We do. We have a lot of listeners in Michigan. And they always are posting on our Facebook page and stuff. And we've asked that, Jamie has asked that question 100 times. And then the other thing is, in the summertime, it might be beautiful, but you've got mosquitoes the size of VWs. It just gets so buggy. And it's like, okay, that's another reason not to live there. So we've had this question many times on the show.
Yeah, we do. But I do have to say the one small benefit to have having a drought last year is we had, like, no mosquitoes, absolutely zero.
Now there was nothing for the horses to eat, but. All right, let's talk about good horse keeping. Tell us about it and why you did it.
Well, as I said, I'd been a professional newspaper journalist for over 20 years, and I'd always written in the horse industry, had different columns and so forth, and just decided that I wanted to have a website where people could go and get information, practical. I guess I pride myself in practical horse care information and having, being a horse owner for over 40 years and having shown and so forth. Came up with a lot of good cost-cutting tips, and I think everybody, even people that I show with on the show circuit, I think that, the economy really has affected everybody, and we're seeing our shows become a lot smaller, and I just wanted to get information out there that people could use, and therefore started the website. Actually, I have both a blog that's at Blogspot and then the website, which is a WordPress website, and started it in July of last year.
Now, you're going to actually help us with one of those tips you talk about on your website. And the thing we're going to talk about is something that everybody that gets these 2 feet of snow up there in New England, in about another 2-3 weeks when it warms up to 50 again, are going to have to deal with. And that's mud in your horse's paddock or pen. Ugh, there's nothing worse. And, we live in an area now where it's so nice. We had torrential rains last night. And in 5 minutes, it's perfect again because it all just soaks in the sand and you don't get any mud. But Jamie's the same way out there. But Jamie and I both lived in places where we have dealt with the mud. And one of the hard things is you go out in the paddock, you open the gate, the mud's a foot thick, and it's combined with the manure and everything else makes it really slick. And you step in there, I don't care what kind of boots you have on, and you fall right on your butt.
And I have been places. Fortunately, we have our horses back at home. We bought a small former harness racing farm about 4 years ago, and that was probably one of my biggest pet peeves, was to keep that mud down around the feeding areas, the gates, your running sheds, because I've been at places where you go out with your boots on and you actually lose a boot in the mud, which is not fun. So, and we have had, and I've really had to practice what I preach, because we've had at least 3 times this winter where we went from 60 degrees to 20 degrees and back, foot of snow, and I don't care who you are, we all shudder, at the thought of mud. So we've already had a couple transition periods dealing with the mud. And I have to say, I'm proud of myself. We have really stayed on top of it this year. I don't think I'm going to have any of those spots where you get those layers of manure packed with ice and then it melts out and everything's melted out, and still 2 weeks later you've got these spots where you still have layers of manure and so forth or hay.
You have top 5 ways to keep mud under control in your pens and pastures. So why don't we go through those?
Okay.
This is bringing back horrible memories, by the way.
and then my friends will be talking and they complain about mud, and I'm like, we really don't have it that bad, despite the fact that we even have a creek that runs on our property, and our barn kind of sits up on a grade. So we do have low spots in both of our – I have a couple pasture – or not pasture, kind of bedroom pens that are holding pens to keep them off the pastures when it's really muddy. And even those, the down the little kind of ravines in those, don't really get bad. But, again, I have been diligent about this. Your first tips, and I keep preaching this, is to feed your best hay outside. Unless you keep your horses stalled 24/7, you're probably feeding someplace outside. And if you put hay that is less desirable outside, and your horses have choice of other food products throughout the day, they're going to waste a lot of hay outside. So if we look at what in history has been used for various building products, what is mud made out of that they build used to build different buildings with? Well, straw, dirt and water. So again,
everybody knows that. You know where they know that from? They know that from watching Ben-Hur. And if you watch Ben-Hur, all the slaves had to make the pyramids.
That, right?
Yeah, they had to make the pyramids, and they mixed dirt, water, and straw. And the guy came along on his horse, and he said, "I'm giving you less straw today because I'm mad at you." And they had to make it with less straw.
All right, so we should think about that every time we throw a flake of hay out there and they pull through it and it gets down in the dirt. So that's one of your biggest culprits is getting that hay down in the ground. When I see a transition period coming up, I do my best to not feed outside. I try to either keep it in the running shed or in the stalls. And actually this winter I tried something a little bit different. I did pick up a couple bags of the hay pellets. And I've only fed those outside in the container and in the feeder, and I literally have none of that, outside getting down in the mud and so forth. Now, if you do have to feed outside, again, try to keep those areas raked up periodically. If you can't do it daily, at least try to do it once a week. And particular, if you know you're going to have a transition period coming on, moving those feeders around will help, too, where you just don't get one spot where you get that deep mud. The next thing is to pick up your manure. Try to pick it up on a regular basis, which isn't feasible for everybody, and if you have a lot of horses out in your pens and so forth. We try to do it before we let another horse out in the pen, at least at the end of the day. Another thing is to make sure that your drainage is good on your barn or your run-in sheds. We had a little bit of a problem with one of our run-ins attached to our big barn, where the water was just kind of running off right where they come in and out of the door. So we did put up a gutter system, and that has helped dramatically. So those would be the three biggest tips to help keeping your mud down in your pastures and your pens. Another, and again, if you're able to do this, horses tend to pass their manure along within an hour or two of eating. So if, especially when we get into these transition seasons, if you can try to schedule where your horses would stay in their stalls, you know, maybe for an hour or two after they eat, again, you're going to lessen the amount of manure that they drop out in those pens and, again, causing, more mud. My tip, whether or not you're staying on top of keeping your manure picked up, is once we start to see that thawing pattern or we get rain, if you start to see that coffee-colored liquid around in those deep hoof prints and kind of depressions in your pens, you know you're not staying on top of it because that liquid is that manure water mix. So that's my own test, too. If I start seeing that around, I know, okay, I've got some manure someplace or I'm not staying on top of it.
Well, terrific. Those are all terrific tips. And again, it brought back memories that I'm glad I don't have anymore. But for all the people up in the north who are going to be dealing with this in the next month or two, I don't envy you for that.
In those deep areas, you do want to dig them out occasionally and get that because you'll get spots where it just gets deep, and no matter what you do, you've got that manure, the hay down in there. You want to dig them out and get some other kind of fill in there. I'm not particularly fond of a gravel mix because I tend to see, again, with our barn being kind of set up on an incline, I tend to see the sand run off, then all you do is have stones there. So fortunately, we have a gravel pit next door. and we have unlimited sand that we have access to. So we're very fortunate with that. So we do keep our spots filled in and so forth.
Very good. Well, this is the kind of stuff that you can find at good-horsekeeping.com. Thanks to Lori putting time and effort into it. And, of course, you can also listen to our shows. Thank you again, Lori. We really appreciate you being an affiliate, and good luck with the blog.
Well, thank you, and you guys enjoy that nice weather out there. Get out there and ride, and think about us here in the snow belt.
We do. We do. Every day.
We feel sorry for you. Yeah, we feel sorry.
See you, Lori.
I will take that as a consolation.
Bye-bye. See, I was getting over feeling guilty because what you told me earlier in the show, and then I started feeling guilty again.
Really? But again, when we said, why do you live there? She's like, because I've always lived there. Well,
but that's why people don't move. That's why people don't move. They have families and stuff. See, I guess we just don't care about our family, so we move.
We're like, whatever. They come visit.
We both actually have our families visiting right now.
That's funny.
Hey, yeah. I love that Jennifer just typed in our notes. She said, not sure I can ever drink coffee again about the coffee footprints thing. Ugh.
Yeah, gross. Too much. Too much.
Let's take a break here for our song, and we're going to be back. We have really bad ads still coming up. We have a couple more news stories for you. So we're going to be right back after we hear. I had to pick this one today. We haven't had a Marianne Kennedy in a while, and the song Gotta Go Feed, we haven't played it in a long time, and it describes what 90% of our audience does every morning. So we're going to play that for you, and we'll be right back.
Do you have a company in the horse world? Are you looking to get the word out about your products, services, or shows? At the Horse Radio Network, we understand our advertisers need to reach the equestrian consumer in the most efficient, cost-effective way possible. Internet radio shows like this one, also called podcasts, allow the flexibility and creativity to craft unique messages that stand out from the herd and reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. If you want to learn more about advertising on this show or any of our shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact our account manager, Lisa, at 847-790-4476. That's Lisa at 847-970-4476. Or you can drop her an email at lisa@horseradionetwork.com. Our listeners are terrific, engaged, and avid horse people, the ones that you are looking for.
Gotta give them hay, gotta go feed the horses because it's a brand new day. Gotta go feed the horses, gotta feed them now. Gotta go feed the horses because horses need the chow. No time for coffee, can't take time for me. Gotta take care of the animals, so many mouths to feed. Gotta go feed, got to go feed. Gotta go feed, gotta go feed, gotta go. Gotta go feed the chickens, gotta gather eggs. Gotta go give them crack corn so they don't refuse to lay. Gotta go to the hen house before the morning's through. I can hear that rooster singing cock-a-doodle-doo. Procrastination, get out of that bed. Each and every morning, everybody must be fed. Gotta go feed, got to go feed. Gotta go feed, gotta go feed, gotta.
Sounds like you're
yeah,
happy.
It does. And you know what? That song stresses me out because I, because as soon as I get done with the show, I have to go feed. And every time I hear this song, I'm like, oh my God, there's, it's like so stressful. See, Brett thinks so too. See?
Now, I was a little concerned earlier, obviously, when you said you found another puppy. Is there a limit in your neighborhood to the number of dogs you can have? And ours is 4.
It depends on the size of your property. For each 2-acre plot, you can have 4. Well, I have 3 acres, so I think I can have 6. So, ha! I'm under.
Poor Chad.
I only have 4. Trust me. When he saw, he was like, why are you crossing the street? What are you doing? What? Don't pick it up. Don't pick it up. I'm like, honey, it's a puppy. He's like, it's a puppy. Put it back in the ditch. Put it back in the ditch. And I'm like, I'm not putting it back in the ditch. So we bring it home, and he's like, but once we found the home, and the lady was so excited to have him back and everything, he was like, thanks for making me feel compassion again. He has none. He's like, put it back in the ditch. Leave it on the road. Oh, who cares? Like, you know, but when you do a good deed like that, you just feel better, you know? You feel good.
You do. You do. Well, like the time we picked up the 2 little kitties here not too long ago alongside the road. Oh. But wait, what a pain it was bringing them to the Humane Society. They raked us over the coals. It's like we're trying to find a home for these little kitties. And, you know, at the Humane Society, little kitties find homes. These were itty-bitty little 6-week-olds. And they do find homes. But, boy, did they put us through the ringer. And we're like, they're not our cats. We're not giving them up. We found them alive. We kept them from getting run over by cars.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they deal with a lot of probably shady people that, yeah. You know, I mean, there's drop boxes where you can put your dog in a drop box at night at Humane Society in Atlanta. I just remember that.
Really?
I'm like, yeah, you just shove them into you pull it. That's like putting them in an oven, you know, but not an oven, obviously. But that's the best thing is you pull this lever down, you put the dog inside, and you close the door. And
well,
they just sit like that.
Well, gets put in with a chihuahua.
Isn't that the worst thing you've ever heard? It's so sad. So, I'm assuming they don't deal with the best of people all the time, so they probably are a little bit frustrated. But I can imagine they think you're criminals, but you did a good deed too.
Yeah, we did. Speaking of pit bulls, this is a story, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer on Friday, but. It just drove me kind of nuts, and I'm not a huge pit bull fan, and I don't want all the letters and emails. That's fine. I understand. I understand there's good ones out there, but we just hear more about the bad ones than we do the good ones. So this poor guy has a horse, and he's in the neighborhood. He has his horse, like, in his yard. It's in his yard. His name was Joker. Well, this guy that lives down the street had 2 pit bulls that escaped and came up and started chewing on Joker. And, they were eating, attempting to eat Joker for lunch. Well, Joker survived that pit bull attack, and apparently the guy had his pit bulls taken away and destroyed because they were dangerous pit bulls. Well, so Joker lives, everybody's happy for 2 years. What happens the other day, this does not have a happy ending, by the way, is Joker is once again attacked by 2 pit bulls. Guess where the pit bulls came from?
Oh,
the
no.
Same guy. Same guy had gotten 2 new pit bulls, and of course the pit bulls got out because apparently he doesn't understand fencing or anything. And the pit bulls get out, go up, attack Joker. Joker dies. The guy who owned Joker saw this happening, went out, and apparently got some sticks and some rocks and managed to chase him away. But they had already done a number on poor Joker. And now the pit bulls are loose and they can't find them. The police and everybody in the neighborhood are looking for them. Can we have a rule that if you get your pit bulls taken away once, you're never allowed to own anything that looks like a dog again? Can we make that
rule?
Isn't
that sad? There probably was like, oh, you can't have a pit bull for 3 months. Like, that was probably the law. And, yeah, it needs to be like that punishment, obviously, for animal violators and animal abusers both need to be stiffer, you know. It's sad, and this guy needs to go to jail. He needs to go to jail because he's an irresponsible dog owner. And I'm reading this article too, and an amazing part of it is the guy Williamson, who had the horse Joker, tried to chase the dogs off and suffered a heart attack.
Yes, the first time. That was the first time.
Oh. Yeah. It's
poor guy.
Awful, I mean, awful.
What are the chances that your horse is going to get attacked twice by 2 pit bulls? I mean,
that's awful.
Chances are pretty slim, but I don't know. That was on my soapbox there. It's like, And you know what? The guy will have two more pit bulls in about 10 minutes.
Well, you know, you got to have a good fighting dog every now and then, you know, constantly. Hey, I got a happy news story for you, a funny one.
Okay.
There's a guy named Davey Russell, and he's an Irish jump jockey, and he is a hero. He is a local hero in Ireland. There was a guy, a trainer, his name is Jimmy Mangum, and he had two runners in his horse trailer and was heading to Galvin Park in Kilkenny on the 24th. But en route to going to the racetrack, his horse box, they call him, Lori, his van, horse van, he was driving down the road, and these two guys were driving next to him, passed by him, pulled in front of him, and stopped, forcing the driver to slam on the brakes. And, of course, the driver's name, good Irishman, Pat Murphy. Pat Murphy had to stop, and these two guys, they get out of the truck, of their car, they run to the horse trailer, the box, they stick a tube in, and they start siphoning gas, like,
Right in the middle of the road with him sitting in there?
Right in the middle of everything with these guys sitting in the truck. They jump out. They stop the horse box. The horse box has to slam on the brakes. These two guys jump out. And they're one, I would assume, was kind of looking menacing, trying to keep the guys in the car. And the other guys are siphoning the gas out of the horse box. What is all of a sudden? Now, here comes good old Irishman Davey Russell, who's not going to put up with that crap. He actually was passing by, saw the whole thing happen, jumped out to help, scared off the guys who said, "We just needed some diesel. We just needed some diesel," and took off. He actually saved the day. A little teeny jump jockey, okay? We're talking a little guy. Scared these two big guys off. Who knows what he said, but knowing that they're Irish and he's a jockey, probably not what we can repeat here on our radio show. All the horses were fine. They get to the park. Davey, they have the main stakes race on the card. Davey wins. That's karma right there for you.
Karma. Karma. Yep, that's karma.
I love Ireland. I want to go so bad. They're the coolest people.
That's funny. That is funny. And boy, what guts to just stop cars in the middle of the road and then steal their gas.
See, well, that guy, what an idiot. Gosh.
You can't do that here because too many people carry guns. You'll get shot.
Yeah. I don't recommend it.
Don't do it in Texas. You will get shot. They'll shoot you 12 times. It won't just be once.
But, officer, he was stealing my gas. Well, you didn't have to plug him 9 times. Yes, I did. He was stealing my gas. You know how expensive gas is?
Which officer will be, why didn't you shoot him again? You had one bullet left.
Oh, boy. Well, congratulations to Davey. That's fantastic. What?
You
I got another story for you.
Well, that's okay. You were talking about Mr. Cool Jeans earlier, and the guy that was in the commercial for the Budweiser, Mr. Cool Jeans. And didn't they name the baby yet? They were trying to find a name for the baby.
That was my next story, Glenn. It was after the Super Bowl commercial with the Clydesdales. If you recall, at the end of the commercial, right at the very end, it's this red screen came up and it said, "Help name the baby Clydesdale seen in this commercial. Tweet us your names using hashtag Clydesdales at Budweiser." So, I don't tweet or Twitter or whatever it's called. I think it's exhausting. I'm not clever enough to Twitter, and I probably talk too much and I would run out of characters to tweet.
So you don't have enough
characters. Yeah, not enough because my stories would be too long. It would take too long. Anyway, 60,000 people tweeted in with name suggestions. Okay, there's a couple million that watch the Super Bowl. That's a pretty high amount of people that tweeted names. And the names, the most popular ones were Landslide, Buddy. Why Buddy? Everybody wants to name a horse Buddy. Star, Raven, Spirit, and Stevie. You can see some of them, like Raven, because the Baltimore Ravens won. Spirit,
Stallion of the Cimarron, Stevie for Stevie Nicks. Also, another popular name was the name Stan, who was the great former St. Louis Cardinal, Stan Musial, who passed away January 14th. That was so popular, that name Stan, that they actually named a different bull, Stan. But the winning name for the Super Bowl Clydesdale was actually named Hope. I love that name. Hope is the name, and they, according to the press release from Budweiser, they said that the name is a nod to the optimism and happy ending of the commercial where the trainer reunites the horse that he with the horse that he raised from a foal. Such a nice story and such a nice name. I love it.
Do you think they really didn't name the horse for 3 years? That was my first thought, I got to admit.
No, the foal. The foal, the one that was at the very beginning of the commercial.
Gotcha. Well, see, I thought it took him 3 years to make the commercial, and the foal grew up and became that other horse.
That is so sweet that you thought that, but that's not quite how it works. All right, let's play really bad ads.
Okay, let's do it.
Pay attention. If you haven't met one by now,
you ruined
you're
it.
Down to sooner or later.
I worry about you.
He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that's time. It's time. That's right. It's time for really bad ads. We do it every Friday here on Horses in the Morning, our most popular segment of the week. And this week, we have a terrific prize. It's one of our most coveted prizes, and that is the Equity Flexin Fork. And this is the manure fork that Jamie and I and a bunch of the other hosts on the Horse Radio Network swear by. It has a suspension system built in so you don't get that flicking problem, and the tines are super duper sturdy. I think it has like a 13-month warranty or something on the tines that they won't break. And it just is a manure fork that works. The angles are right. It fits your hands, and it's just one that absolutely anybody that uses it will tell you that you'll never use anything else. But we also want to mention that they have the shaken fork. So if you have more than three stalls, I would say you need to look at the shaken fork because that's the one that does all the work for you. You press a little button, it shakes, it takes everything off the fork part, you're just left with the poop, you throw it in the bucket, it saves bedding, it saves time, it's something you definitely want to look at if you have multiple stalls. If you're in the business of cleaning stalls, you just want to get a shaken fork, you'll save a ton of time. And you can find them all at equitymfg.com. And they have two different tine sizes depending on what kind of bedding you use, and you're going to get the winner today will get to pick which size tines they want for their flex and fork from equitymfg.com. All right, Jamie, I'm going to start off the day like I do every week with a classic best of Craigslist ad. Actually, Jennifer found this one. Thank you, Jennifer. It doesn't necessarily have to do with horses, but it gets us going, gets our blood going, and gets everybody excited about it. And it's one that's titled, Free Stuff, Come and Get It. And this is what it says. All in caps, but I'm not going to scream because I'd wake up the neighbors. Whoever gets the armoire and the two couches gets a Mac laptop that is hidden in both. After having the armoire for a couple of years and taking many trips to Narnia, it's time we passed it on to someone else. Aslan has banned us from Narnia. The couches are made from authentic flying carpet material, and we are not held liable for flight risk. The other rug is Aladdin's actual flying carpet, may or may not need mechanical work to fly. The enchanted desk will solve all writer blocks. The table is from the original Knights of the Round Table. Little known fact, it was originally called the Rectangle Table, and this is the original rectangle table they used. Also, a box of magical household items from Belle's Magical Kitchen before the disenchantment wore off. The right magical cocktail. These appliances will talk to you. No guarantees. Just take the stuff before the orcs get it. So there you go. It's very simple. Just go over and pick it up. Now, there's a cleverly written
at for somebody that has a pile of what's very obviously total trash that he's trying to couch in something else and get it out of the house.
Yeah, and I get that. And I think it is very cleverly written for somebody who's trying to get rid of their junk. And then I started thinking, wow, what a nerd. It's like they talked about Narnia and Aslan and the orcs and all that. And then I realized that I got every reference. So I know what the orcs look like. I know who Aslan is. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm the nerd. I'm the
Busted.
Nerd. Busted.
Busted. I'll tell you what, I'll go over and get you the magic carpet if you really want it.
Awesome. That'd be great. Except for it needs mechanical work. So if you know somebody who can make it fly, that'd be great. All right, then Shannon, of course, this is not Shannon's ad. This is Shannon who sent this ad in. Shannon is not the one that wants to rent a barn for her wedding. And this is in Coffee County. I don't know where that is. But the wedding is set for spring 2014. I am looking for a large barn that I can decorate for the reception. It needs to be big enough to seat about 60 people. It would be great if there were room, a field nearby where a ceremony can be held. We are both in our mid-20s and very mature. We and our guests will respect your property. There will be no wild party, just the normal amount of wedding alcohol and music planned. I've been to weddings with normal amounts of alcohol, and it's a wild party. Any time and price can be negotiated. If you have a barn and some property, email me. You can also mail me if you have some other type of building I may be interested in. Tank yo. Ending time? Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah.
Get out. Everybody out.
I do love that normal amount of wedding alcohol. That means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. It really does.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, and a couple glasses of wine lies.
The other thing that struck me after doing the muddy pasture segment earlier in the show was, I wonder, do I have to clean the poop out of the field before you have your wedding ceremony in it? Just asking.
You know, unless it's the barn that we talked about earlier, the one that's $18 million, I don't think I would think I would want to have a wedding in somebody else's dirty barn. My own dirty barn, that's fine. But somebody else's, no.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. Well, the next one is from, we don't have a name. It's from management as an email address. Reduce rice to ponies.
No, Glenn.
Yeah?
You need to read it as it's written.
Do you want me to do this one, Glenn? Do you want me to do this one? Because
okay, you do this one.
You always give it too much credit, so you can do the next one.
But I'll do the next one.
You're
I like the next
one. Yeah, there you go, Jen. It's reduce rice to ponies. Black and white, 10-head tall, 3-year-old. High will be nice stallion. The other is 20-month-old, half Arabian, half well. High is Palomino. High will be Betwin, 13 or 14. Tall price on the Pinto is $490 and the Palomino $800. Last picture is the father of me, Palomino. Thank you. That's terrible. That's a really bad ad. I don't know what the hell I read.
And we had two tank yous in a row. What is it with tank you today?
No H. No H is that. Two people without that on their keyboard.
Yeah, that's right. I like Ponis. Two Ponis. Yudi sent this one in. Free female potbelly pig. Oh, God. I hope they're not in Arizona. I have a free potbelly pig. It's one thing Jamie doesn't have. I have a free potbelly pig. She is create trained. Sits, follows you everywhere. She has one blue eye and one brown eye. She is a very friendly girl. I had her a month or so. I recently
I had got her a month or so.
Yes. I recently went to the original owner's house to see if they would like her back. I hate this damn pig. But I can't get no answer at the door. The only reason I'm getting rid of her is because I can't keep her in the barn or the pasture because she won't stay. And she won't stay off the road. So if you are interested in her, please email me. I have a number where you can reach you at. is any emails with no phone number, I will not reply to them. So let's analyze this. She got a pig, hates the damn thing. It's awful. And she tried to give it back to the owner, but they ain't answering the door because they don't want the damn thing back. But she wants you to take it.
Do you think that those people are standing inside going, it's her again, don't answer. Get down, turn off the light. There she comes.
Can you imagine what a nightmare this pig must be?
I love it because it's like, I done got her a month or so ago, but I can't get no answer to the door. I mean, like,
I have a solution,
wow.
Jane, you don't like. It's one word, bacon. I'm just saying.
No, but if she's on the road, that's roadkill. Like, that's a roadkill delicacy in the South. You hit a pig, score!
That's true. That's 10 points for a pig.
All right, I'll do the next two. Beth sent this one in. Have to sail her fast. And this is in Roswell. It's either Roswell, Georgia or Roswell, New Mexico. Who knows? No, this is definitely Roswell, Georgia. So it's got to be in Georgia, so it's got to be the accent. Have to sail her fast. I'm open to all offers, so don't be afraid to make one. Husband said no more till I sail one or two, and I need to get me a barrel horse. 4-year-old thoroughbred mare, she is registered and broke. Wow, that was descriptive. She's four.
Apparently these two are not barrel horses. That's the only thing I got. She didn't say what they were. She just we can determine that they're not a barrel horse.
Yeah, she, no more till I sail one. I need to get me a barrel horse. The next one was also sent in by Beth. And this is, oh, man, this is just another one you just want to go, please geld it. Just seriously, castrated. Stud donkey for sale for the bargain price of $300. I have a stud donkey that is looking for a herd of females so that he can repopulate the world with donkeys. Or mules, as he isn't really picky about who he repopulates with.
Most studs aren't.
Yeah. He is gentle with humans, both young and old, but he would really like to have a female or two to call his own. I rescued him, put weight on him, but will not let him breed to my horse mares, and he is more than willing to do the job. So if you have female donkeys that are looking for a boyfriend, please feel free to email me at the above link or text me. This is a donkey pimp.
He's being charged by the hour.
Donkey pimp. Amazing.
I love this. And this particular donkey, do you think they actually had sat down and had a conversation with the donkey? And the donkey said to the owner, look, I don't want to go to a place that just has one female. I need a herd of females. I am not happy.
Yeah.
I'm not satisfied with one. I need
I'll
10.
Take horses. Take horses, donkeys, whatever. I don't care.
Cows. You know, sheep, whatever. That's very funny. That was a good one. The next one is from Carol, and I don't know where Haraya is. I don't know where that is either.
Hahira. Dad, isn't Hahira in Georgia? Hey, Hira, Dad says. Hey, Hira is in Georgia.
Hey, Hira's in Georgia?
Could be.
Three beautiful, spelled wrong, paints. One low price, $800. Sounds good so far. These are not dead broke horses. The date on the picks are correct. On the left, we have a sorrel and white mare, stands 14.2. She was last rode, R-O-D-E, 2 years ago. She is very sweet, is very willing on the ground, good manners. She knows 6 of the 7 Pirelli games.
Just couldn't get that seventh one.
I don't know what it is, but stands for Farrier Vet, stands to be groomed trailers. She will buck if rode continuously. God, the last couple of weeks, it's been like, if you ride this horse for more than 10 minutes, it's going to kill you. She was my son's horse, and she did great. He was 12 then. He's deceased now. She prefers kids and women. He did trot through barrels and poles with her. She does not tolerate whips and spurs. If she has rode a lot, I think she will do fine. No, because if we ride her a lot, she's going to buck. She tends to not trust people at first. She may have been abused. Her name is Red. She neck reins, and the previous owner said she rides English. We never tried. She is a very sweet girl and goes to the voice command and leg pressure. I feel she just needs confidence. Okay.
Oh, wow. What a
do we
deal.
Want, yeah, do we want to go through that? No, let's not go through it. The second one, there's three of them. The second one is a sorrel and white three-year-old gelding and is very friendly and will come when called. He is a big baby who knows very little. He loves to be loved and brushed. Seems like a fast learner. Of course, she didn't really try to teach him anything yet. I hate to part with him or any of them, but I am no trainer. I simply don't have time for these horses. He only stands 13-2 hands. He is a large pony.
Wow. I'll break that one down for you. It's okay, basically, yeah, this horse has no manners. He comes when you call. He runs over you. He's a big baby. He doesn't know anything. He loves to be brushed. That's because he loves to stand on your toes. Like, that is the horse who's like, that horse is just like all over the person all the time. That's that horse.
Yeah, and it's a good combination with the one that bucked you off above. And then the third one is a black and white the black and white is his mother, who is very pushy. Oh, good. It's the mom.
Wow.
So now we have a pushy mom. But with someone with experience in dealing with horses like this, I feel she would do good. I bet you do. She was green broke when I purchased her 3.5 years ago. And, Jamie, how many times do you think she's been ridden in 3.5 years?
None, I would imagine. None.
Probably one, because the next description. She has a very, very smooth trot, although she could have seen that in the field. Last rode, 2.5 years ago. She was last rode 2.5 years ago because she was pushy and she'll kill you. She is an excellent mother and would be just a good brood mare. Broad mare. She'd be broad mare. I will only sell to a person with experience and a good home. I will also consider trades for a dead, broke family horse.
Man, there must be so many people with dead, broke family horses that are just itching to trade them for pushy, bucking, 3-year-old, 14-hand painting horses. I mean, what a steal.
I'm sure she got a ton of calls after this one.
I have 4 dead broke family horses in my backyard right now that I use for lessons, and they are family horses, and they're so great. You would have to shoot me to take one of those horses. I mean, you'd have to come through me first. And the fact that I'm like, oh, yeah, wait, hold on. You mean you have a pushy, unridden, unbroke 3-year-old that really has no training? Man, you can have one of my really good ones for that one. What a deal. I just want to know if anybody ever calls. Does anybody ever trade their dead broke trail horses for something green? No.
Next
week,
I'm telling you, one of these days on the show, we have to do like regular morning radio does, and we have to call one of these people live on the air and ask.
Yeah.
Did anybody
right.
call you? Did anybody call you about this?
We've got to, at least because some people, they mostly time do not put the link or the phone number, start putting those in so we can at least email these people and find out. Like, at least if you don't want to put the phone number in, put the link in so I can email them, because I've got to know. The next one was sent in by Yvonne, and the next two, actually. And these are, one is from Nashville, Tennessee, and one is from Georgia. So these are both nice. The South is representing today, Glenn. The South
yeah,
is representing.
Yeah, that's a lot for the South.
So proud, huh? So proud. The first one was gelding, $400. He's broke to ride, and I ride him with a hack. He just needs more weight on him. I've been putting some on him. He just needs more. He just needs a little more weight. He's over 15 hands, but not by much. He's still young, around 4 years old, does need weight. Can send pictures. Thanks for looking. Let me tell you, somebody feed this horse, please. Yeah. Somebody
take
it. The
Humane Society's about
him.
To repossess it.
Yeah. It's like you're going to go out there to look at him, and you're going to be like, man, he really needs some weight. I told you. I told you up front he's skinny. Have you ever gone to see a horse, Jen, where you've been like, oh, my God, this thing is so starving, it's not even funny? I have. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, he looks good to me. No, he doesn't. No, you're starting.
And then they'll try and he's just in really good shape. So good a shape, his rib.
Yeah. And that transversely is affected by the horse that is so obese that they can't move, and they're like, he's an easy keeper.
Yeah.
Well, you have to exercise him.
I was just thinking, too, the ones that say he's in really good shape and he's skinny as a rail, they always say, oh, he's in really good shape, he's really fit. And then you find out later in the conversation, they haven't ridden him in 3 years.
Of course not.
He's in good shape.
Of course not, yeah. The next one, Bay Roan Quarter Horse Mare Great Trail Horse, $1,200. Pretty mare, 12 years, 15 two hands, really cute mare with a nice color. Did I say pretty? She is. She was a heading and heeling horse and has a good handle on her. Her ex on trails will ride in water over obstacles wherever you point her. Easy keep. Oh, my God. This I didn't even see this. Easy keeper. There you go. She's pretty and fat.
And apparently cute and pretty. Both. Both cute and pretty and fat.
Wow.
Doreen sent the next one in. Trade horse for whatever. Now, we all the time get trades. We've had, every since we've been doing this for 2 years, we get every week somebody that wants to trade for something specific. Well, listen to this one. Trade horse for whatever in Casper, Wyoming. I want to trade my horse for something, not sure what, but show me what you got, thanks. Oh, and the horse is a great horse for anyone. Really, you can shoot off her. She packs. She's a good ranch horse, 15-year-old Bay Morgan. Call if you have any questions. And I don't care what you have to trade. I want to get rid of this horse. No, that wasn't in there. But we'll trade for anything you got. Just show me.
Oh, my God. Take it. Just take it, please. And then not even like a good description of it. So like, one of those, I really want to call them and be like, did anybody call you about your horse?
I got to call Tammy from the Western radio show, who's a mounted shooter, because it says you can really shoot off of her.
Wow. This is in Wyoming. They're shooting deer or elk or whatever.
You know, not shooting balloons.
No, Dorian sent in the next one, horse, $1. Oh, that's a good price.
Oh,
I have a mare I would like to sell or trade for a good trail horse. My mare just needs a job. She's green broke, has been ridden on some trails, needs experienced rider. She is grade about 5 years old. Up to date on all vaccinations, and Coggins has shoes on front feet. I only want a horse that can be trail ridden and is really laid back. I have a kitchen... I have a kitchen table with four chairs and a chest freezer willing to help with the trade. I don't have a lot of money to buy a horse, but I can provide all needs that he or she needs. Cricket has good feet and is real smart, loads leads, halter broke, but again, green broke and needs a job. The theme for today is I would like to please get rid of this horse. Take it. I don't care what you have. Just give me something else. Or
this lady,
dead broke family.
This lady was at least willing to throw in some other things. She realizes that she hasn't got much of a bargain there. Trade my horrible, unbroke horse for your nice trail riding horse. She at least knew that, and she threw in a kitchen table and a chest freezer.
Do you think that somebody, like as the person reading the ad, I'm on Craigslist, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to surf around what happens. I'm like, man, I have really been needing a chest freezer and the table with four chairs. That's just what my house needs, and I have this perfectly well-trained horse in the backyard. I need to trade. I'm going to take your unbroke horse and a kitchen table and give them my... No, nobody does that. At least that's what I think. I'm not quite sure. There was the next one. This one's a nightmare, too.
Yes, this is a nightmare. What's one thing you should do when you post a picture about your horse for sale? At least one little thing, Jamie. Just one little thing that you should probably do before you take the picture.
Oh, well, if you're asking me one thing, I cannot tell you one thing because I see about 15 things that are wrong with this picture. So what is your one thing?
My one thing would be at least brush the horse. And this one is from Robin, who sent it in. It's an Appaloosa for $1,400. So it's not like one of our $200 specials that we're going to trade a lawnmower for. For sale, tall Appaloosa, long hair, pretty color, 16-plus hands, needs an experienced rider. Theme of the day. Just because she's a big horse. Apparently, the amateur riders can't ride big horses. Good carriage prospect, may trade for another horse or something different. Now, the picture of this horse is, first of all, the horse doesn't have a whole lot of weight. It's one of those that in really good fit shape and has not been brushed in forever. There are burrs and all kinds of stuff in the mane. I mean, there's plant life growing in this mane. And you want to help me?
I got to say, don't post this on Craigslist on our Facebook page, because we're going to get all the people that are not listening are going to think this is our horse because he is tied to the fence with about 3 inches of rope, and his feet are so long. It's just sad. It makes me want to call. This is in Houston. Anybody in Houston looking for an Appaloosa that's not even spelled right, Appaloosa, it's an Appaloosa. Then that's what they're selling here, and they are asking $1,400. And there's so much garbage underneath the horse and in the background, like sharp pieces of metal. It's just a disaster. That's a bad ad.
That's a really bad ad. Yep, no question about it. One more before we pick a winner here. We have Janelle that sent this one in. Thank you, Janelle. We have to do it every week. We have a trailer. Jennifer, you can post this one. And this one's in Canova. I don't know where Canova is, but it's a homemade trailer for sale, double axle, tag-along. All lights work on it, brand new floor with rubber mats on it, great shape, just want to sell it and get a gooseneck. And what he didn't add at the end there was he just wants to sell it and get a gooseneck that's not homemade, especially one I made, because this thing is interesting. It's got it's definitely homemade. Let's start there. It has no fenders on the wheels, so it's this box. It's a square rectangular box that he put a tarp over the top for the roof. It's an air-conditioned one. It has sides that are just poles. And, the wheels don't have fenders. They're just sticking out there for all the world to see. And it's homemade. I've got to say it's homemade.
It's a disaster. Like, I look at that thing and I'm like, oh my gosh, that is a laceration or a broken leg waiting to happen. So good luck with that. Please, nobody buy it. Don't do it.
Yeah. So we got to pick a winner. I'm torn today.
Okay, so let me go through the ones that I thought were pretty funny. Obviously, Robin's with the Appaloosa is a little sad. But Doreen had the one with the kitchen table and four chairs. I also like Beth with the donkey that's looking for a bunch of women to repopulate the world.
You know which one's my favorite, don't you?
And then the female potbelly pig from Beauty.
Boy, I'm leaning for the stud donkey that wants a harem. I
got to agree. I think that's the winner. What do you think? It wants to repopulate the world with donkeys, and it doesn't even care if it's donkeys. He'll breed anything. So,
and what I didn't know also was that we were short on donkeys or mules that needed repopulated. I didn't know there was a shortage.
All right. Beth, congratulations. You are the winner of the Equity Flex and Fork. Woohoo! You are the big winner. Congratulations.
Good job, Beth. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll be back here on Monday morning on Horses in the Morning. And again, thank you to all of our new listeners. And if you're just listening, having joined us on the affiliate website, we appreciate it. We hope you tune in the mornings here at 9 a.m. Eastern. Any horsey plans this weekend, or are you just doing baby preparations?
I am, horsey plans all the time. It's horse. It's still horse right now. I was jumping my horse yesterday, so I'm hanging in there. If I do it every day, one day is not going to be, I can't do it anymore. So that's what I'm doing.
Your poor husband. Your poor husband. Anyway, talk to you, everybody, on Monday. Have a terrific weekend, everybody.
Are you going to a tractor pull this weekend?
Car race.
Oh, God, you're arithmetic. Spay, neuter, and geld, people. Geld your donkeys.
And your mules.